This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you missed the news, the Boston Bruins get the win yesterday over the Carolina Hurricanes. They are now up in the first of the seven-game series.
Let's go.
They are in the bubble in Toronto. They won it in double overtime. Patrice Bergeron gets the goal. Bergy gets the win.
Sniper, top shelf in double OT. It was awesome.
Let's go.
And so game two is tomorrow? Is that right? What's today?
I think it's today.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah. So because that game got delayed, so the game is tonight.
Yesterday was supposed to be an off day.
Yes.
Right.
But our game got delayed because these other jamokes went to five overtimes.
Right. These other jamokes.
And then we also found out that the Celtics will play the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round of the playoffs, and Philadelphia has a lot of problems.
I'm calling it now. Get your brooms out.
See ya.
All right. There it is. Let's go and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy off on vacation. She'll be back on Monday. There's a couple near Pittsburgh. They have been bringing neighbors food and refusing to take any money. One of the neighbors is a 71-year-old woman in a wheelchair, and she was so thankful that she actually wrote a letter to her local newspaper about how great the couple is. Water treatment plants in Australia are using stale beer that goes bad and turning it into energy. I guess beer sales are down in Australia.
What?
Australia lets beer go bad? That doesn't sound like them.
They drink beer out of a shoe. They will do anything.
The plants normally get 80% of their power by mixing industrial waste and sewage to make biogas and generate electricity. Now they're generating even more by adding beer to the mix, enough power to fire up 1,200 homes a month.
Wow.
There is a 10-year-old artist in the UK whose name is Daisy Watt. So good, her paintings sell for thousands of dollars. 10 years old.
You're kidding.
What kind of stuff does she paint?
Expensive stuff, apparently.
Yeah, right?
And she's donating all of it to charity. One of her paintings recently raised over $2,000 for healthcare workers. And in the last 3 years, she's raised over $60,000 for different nonprofits.
Wow. That's just going to be honest. I don't understand art.
I don't either.
I'm uncultured. It just looks like scribbles to me.
But she's 10 years old and she's doing it.
Back when stores were out of everything in... my computer's acting a little weird. Back when stores were out of everything, a nurse in Virginia named Stacy Mason realized the long hours made it even harder for healthcare workers to get stuff. So she organized a pantry in her ICU where anyone could take what they needed and donate what they didn't need. It was such a hit, they expanded to the entire hospital, and then a second hospital got on. Now she has won a Hometown Hero Award, which is very cool. Fisher-Price just released a toy set called My Home Office.
So ridiculous.
Kids can use it to imitate their parents working from home. It includes a phone, a headset, coffee cup, a laptop, and it costs $25.
The headset really killed me.
Hey, you got to adapt to your times. I saw a car commercial. Everyone was wearing masks the other day. It freaked me out.
So wild.
We're having a Dr. Pepper shortage because of the pandemic, and people are freaking out about it. But Dr. Pepper says, hey, we know it's hard to find Dr. Pepper these days. We're working on it. Hang tight. And Charmin Toilet Paper responded, They tweeted out, "Welcome to the club. We feel your pain."
Yeah, from their kingdom of yachts now. Right? Charmin has since the pandemic.
And what do we have? Some audio here, Dan? What is this?
You guys remember the show Catfish from MTV?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still on, right?
Yeah, it is.
They're getting ready to come back, I think, or they just did.
Yeah, how they catch people who are like pretending to be someone else online in long relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the host of it was a guy named Nev,
mm-hmm.
and he did something real nice with the waitress.
He was sitting just right over there, and I'm like, why do you look so familiar? That looks like the guy from Catfish. He's like, so when are you due? And I told him it's September 26th. He's like, that's my birthday. The tip was $926 for my due date, which is September 26th. Congrats on your baby girl. Fingers crossed for 926, Nev. Means the world to me. It means the world to my baby and my family. Like, we never expected that ever to happen to us.
That's sweet.
Shout out to Nev.
Nice job, Nev. They're both such good people.
$926 buck tip. That will get you 3 boxes of diapers.
Maybe.
That show used to drive me nuts.
I just watched one where the guy thought he was talking to Katy Perry for 6 years and like still didn't believe it when he met the woman.
I used to be screaming at the TV like, you were dating for 6 years, you got engaged, and you never once said, hey, let's video chat.
Max was like, I'm not trying to be mean to you, dude, but it's not Katy Perry. You need to move on.
I never watched that show. I watched like one episode one time, and I was like, I can't.
It was big for a while.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's too much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We are going to have the Gloucester mayor on the show coming up in about an hour. She is not here for your baloney.
She's not messing around.
I don't know if you saw the story or not, but essentially people out on their boats, all you young people, it looked like.
Oh, enough.
All it's you not young just people. The it looked like the youngs to me, Annie.
Out there tying off and drinking your drinks.
With your sarsaparilla and your malarkey.
Your sock hops and your rock and roll music.
So, a bunch of people are out there with their boats. They're all tied together. They're not socially distancing. They're partying. You know, we're kind of seeing this now that it's summertime. And the mayor of Gloucester, she was just like, I'm not here for your baloney. And we put the word out to our political spies, and they have come through big time.
We got ears everywhere.
We have spies everywhere. So we are going to have the mayor of Gloucester on coming up this morning at about 7:15. Let's get to Roses.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson.
Nicole is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. What's going on with you and Justin?
Well, I need you to call him like ASAP. So he's my boyfriend, but he's been acting like so freaking weird over the last few weeks. I mean, things like we were supposed to go to dinner last Friday, and he suddenly said he had to, quote, work late. He leaves the room to answer his phone. Like, he won't just answer his phone right there. He actually leaves the room. Mm. He's cheating, right? I don't know.
I really like him.
Yeah. And we don't get to spend a lot of time together because I work nights at the bar. And I would hate it if this was what he was doing, but I need to know. You know, it's driving me crazy.
Okay, here's how it's going to work. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company. She's going to use the name Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to call him up, offer the dozen long-stem red roses, and then we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Be very quiet, please, while this is unfolding, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on, Nicole.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Justin?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, Justin. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, really? Free roses, right?
Yeah, it's just something we do for our loyal customers. So could I get you started on your order?
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Kennedy? That's your name, right? I'm going to stop you right there.
I'm sorry, what?
I said this is Kennedy, right? I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Justin.
Hello?
Yeah, this is a little awkward.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, yes. Justin, like, I can't take this anymore. I know you're cheating and you need to explain.
Oh, really? Let me guess. Did you smell something in my car?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose.
What?
So, first of all, maybe if you didn't make me listen to this garbage station every day, you probably would have gotten, you know, roses because I'm totally not cheating. But, babe, you know what? You're the one cheating on me, so I decided to catch you in the act and make you look like a jerk doing it. I knew you were going to call the stupid roses thing. I mean, you literally never stop talking about it.
You are such a liar right now.
Oh, sure. So why don't you tell me about Brad?
From the bar?
Yeah, the one you're banging. Yeah.
What, Justin?
It's the worst kept secret in the bar, you know. You know Bobby, the doorman? He called me last week and said he caught you guys in the back room.
Whoa.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, she hung up, dude.
What just happened?
It's easy, man. Easy. I played you and I played her.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
All right, well, congratulations, I guess.
You win.
Okay, bye. Woo. That took some planning.
Yeah. At least somebody got him, finally.
We still fulfilled our duty.
Yeah, somebody got it. Whatever.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the thing.
Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a lot about Kanye West, his campaign, and they actually submitted some signatures that Kanye needed in order to get on the ballot in Wisconsin. And there's some questionable names, including Bernie Sanders, Mickey Mouse, and two Kanye Wests. So the Democratic Party filed a complaint alleging that there was hundreds of fraudulent signatures, saying Kanye shouldn't be allowed on the ballot, of course. If, you know, if there's that many fake signatures. Mm-hmm. But Kanye's lawyers came up with an interesting defense. They say that his critics have to prove that Mickey, Bernie, and the other two Kanye Wests aren't real. So they said, a complaint cannot simply raise an issue with little or no evidence and shift the burden to the candidate to prove validity, which is the complaint's attempt to do here. So, I don't know how he could get on the ballot with those signatures.
Well, it's only let's say a couple of hundred of them are fake. He had way more than he needed.
Right.
Right? So they would have to go through and disprove every one of them.
Every single one.
Yeah, not just a couple of hundred. I don't know.
On a related note, New York Times reported that Kanye West actually met with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner last week in Colorado, which makes it seem a whole lot more, these rumors that he's just doing it to torpedo Biden's campaign. So there's just a lot of mess there.
Subterfuge.
Great word, Dan.
Thank you.
Spell it.
Subterfuge. I have no idea if that's right.
That is correct.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It is.
I believe you. I just didn't know if you
play a lot of Scrabble in my day.
And let's move on to Ellen. So Kennedy has been telling us for a while just all different things, you know, the allegations coming out against her about her work environment being toxic and some celebrities even agreeing with former employees that she's not a good person. But this person's coming to her defense. So Steven Twitch Boss, if you watch Ellen, you know, he's been the house DJ since 2014. He's always dancing, always a good time. And he's throwing his support behind Ellen. He said, we can't speak too much legally about it, but I'll say this. There's been love. Obviously, there's some things to address from my standpoint, but from my standpoint and from countless others, there's been love. I'll just leave it at that until there's a time we can address it more publicly. There's been love and there will continue to be love. So it's interesting to me, you know, Carson, you said this morning, that he it's different. He's on a different level at that show. Mm-hmm. He's not somebody that's
he's the co-star of the show.
Right. You're not working behind right. the scenes. You're not
right.
You're not one of the production assistants
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, he's coming
like
in, he's going into the green room, he's talking sure. to Ellen, he's talking to the producer.
They have a great relationship.
He is treated at a completely different level than, you know, some of the back of the house people, these people that were interns and pages and,
right.
and lower level people were not treated the same as I'm sure Twitch and Ellen are treated.
And it's weird.
Excuse me.
Last week he came out and said he saw a lot of toxicity on the show.
Right.
And now this week he's like, it's all love. Someone must have had a conversation with him.
Mm, maybe.
Because yeah. last week he was saying there was a lot of toxic problems on the show, and this week it's great. Uh-huh.
Well, especially that some of the allegations were race-related. It's interesting mm. to me that, you know.
And I like him a lot.
I do, too. I really
remember
enjoy
him. When
him.
He was, wasn't he on So You Think You Can Dance?
Is that it was something like that. That's how he got into
like
this.
Like way back in the day. Yeah. He was on maybe one of the first seasons of that of yep. that show, and I love that show.
So You Think You Can Dance? So
yes.
Good. So good.
I actually looked up the one girl, Natalie Fotopoulos, I think was her name. She was on one of the seasons. She used to work for me and Kennedy at a radio station years ago. Yeah. And we would go out and do these events in nightclubs, and she'd be out there like before the club got filled, and she'd be out there dancing. I remember, like, she doesn't dance like everybody else.
If you could only do one really well, would you rather sing really well or dance really
sing.
Well?
Sing.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely sing.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, to be able to sing loudly in the shower and, like, not sound bad.
Yep.
That's my dream, dude. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, agreed.
And Demi fans got a little treat yesterday, so she gave the Lovatics, which is such a good fan name, a sneak peek of a new song.
I thought it was Lovatics.
How do you say her last name?
Lovatics. Lovatics. I thought it was
Lovatics.
Lovatics?
Lovatics.
That's how it's pronounced?
Yes.
Lovatics.
Why would it be pronounced that way? That's not how you say her last name.
Because love, like infusing the word love, Demi Lovato, Lovatics. I honestly thought
Lovatics.
It was Lovatics.
Lovato, Lovatics.
That sounds like a company in Cambridge that makes robot dogs. Lovatics.
The Lovatics.
Hello, Vitix.
What do you think Lovatics sounds like?
Yeah,
Lovatics.
That like sounds worse.
No,
it sounds
Lovatics.
So bad.
It's all love.
So she gave the Lovatics, Carson, a sneak peek of this of a new song in her Instagram story yesterday. Here's what that sounds like.
What is the what dirty number is that?
Two.
Two. So she says, I know I made it hard for you. I know I owe my part. I'll tell the truth. You said that it would be over if I didn't get sober. And she captioned the video with hashtag D7. So hopefully we'll be getting a new album soon. I know people have been waiting for it for a very long
the
time.
The Lovatics are super excited
just,
about this.
I can't. The Lovatics. Sounds like a bug.
I never heard anybody say it out loud. So I just never, you know what I mean? Like you only see it.
You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Carson's such Lovatics. A Lovatic.
It sounds like something you'd get in the woods that would bite
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
Lovato Lovatics.
It's the new murder hornet.
Lovatics. How about Lovatics?
So bad. All right, guys. Coming
Say
up,
it again one more time.
The Lovatics.
Lovatics.
Demi Lovato. The Lovatics.
Okay.
Okay.
I got
Still
it.
Still better than Lambly.
Everything's better than Lambly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 1041.
Mayor leading the backlash against this boat party, saying that she's sick of the lack of social distancing out on the water.
Rafting on the river seems like fun in the sun, but when it's in the middle of a pandemic with no masks and no social distancing.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney. If you want to go on the ocean, respect it. Just because it's open doesn't mean it's all yours.
Images of large boat gatherings have incensed Gloucester's mayor and police chief, who spent months trying to strike a balance with residents being able to enjoy the summer while staying safe and keeping COVID-19 cases down.
I don't know what I can do anymore except to tell people, you know what? I don't care. When did this disease become politics?
Mm. Love her.
Yes.
Go off.
The mayor is speaking my language. We have put our political spies to work over the past couple of days trying to track down the mayor. We found the harbor master. The harbor master reached out and we're like, well, we love you, buddy, but we really want to speak with Mayor Taken. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Well, thank you, first of all, for taking a few minutes to chat with us. It's good to meet you. I have to tell
Obviously
you.
Obviously, you don't know me because I never do a few minutes.
That's my girl.
You can take over the show. We got time.
That's all right, Mayor. It's all your show now. We're in your world.
Thank you.
In your world.
Now we're talking my language.
Now, we love the North Shore. I got to tell you, for my money, and I've lived all over the world, that Wingershike, to me, is one of the top 10 beaches in the world. I love it. There is no argument there. You cannot fight me on that one. But I want to ask you.
Can you stop announcing that right now? I have it already full, Max. Can you wait till the winter to say how much you love us?
Oh, okay.
Mayor Taken's like, the parking lot is full. Do
He's
not come.
Everyone in the whole world, just come on in. It's like, I can't do anything else. All right, keep
Wingershike sucks. Wingershike sucks.
Do not come. Gloucester's closed.
Gloucester's closed. We got bugs.
Sharks in the water.
Greenheads. It's the worst.
Bacteria. Stay away.
So what's going
Just
on?
Kidding,
what is going
everyone.
What is going on with the young people out on these boats? What do you want to say
well, you
to
know,
them
I'm
right
not
now?
Say young people. I'm just going to say, you know what, people in general, you know,
okay.
We've been closed up for 4 months. I'm not going to say young. And I mean, the picture showed a lot of young people, you know, people renting boats before, like out of this world. I mean, they are selling more boats and jet skis than they are vehicles. And they're renting boats. And my biggest concern, too, one, is people who are renting boats are really not experienced as far as our waters.
Right,
so you're
right.
Here, like you just heard today, Wingershike, they tie up. It's beautiful. You can, you know, go in a sandbar and then go swimming and then go back on your boat. So everyone wants to try that because, you know what, you've been inside.
Right.
What's happening is a lot of them, when during low tide, they get stuck on the sandbar. They don't know how to get out, and they have to wait till high tide. And so when you're sitting there rafting up, sometimes I found out what rafting up was because I really am old and I thought rafts were, you know, like when we were younger and you blew up something and you just went on a raft.
Right.
I don't own a boat. So when I found out rafting up and I got educated from my harbor master, and sometimes you have to because it depends on where you are and, you know, the tide and everything and how it is. And it's safe sometimes to where you have to tie up. And I said, well, that's fine, but this was not rafting up. This, to me, what I saw and what I keep seeing from the people who live on the beach, the private area, where people actually got stuck on their beaches, end up getting out of their boats, going in their backyards. I mean, it wasn't just, okay, we are rafting up and we're like in a pool of boats, okay? And then we're staying out here. No, it was all the time. Now, remember, these people who you can say who purchase their homes on Wingershike Beach, the private area for the beautiful looks and everything else, should get used to it. Well, they have. No one's really been outrageously complaining in the past.
Right.
This year, it is over-indated. I mean, over. Now, when my harbor master said, you can't even believe where some of these boats are coming from, which makes me nervous, too, because is it just rentals and that's why? You know how when you rent a car and it could be from New Hampshire, but really you rented it from here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, and that's the whole thing. And when we ask, oh, my God, the responses sometimes. My harbor master, you can't believe some of the responses. I mean, it's just really rude and ignorant. You don't have to do that. We're asking for everyone else's security, yours, too. We're trying to be there. I mean, last weekend, you have to remember that there's so many miles of ocean that we can take as far as the harbor master in Gloucester, 65 miles.
Right.
Then you have the state federal waters. And then you have, you know, environmental police came, our police, our patrolmen for the Gloucester Police Department were there. I mean, and we still couldn't keep up.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Gloucester Mayor Taken, who is really at a loss for words about this whole situation. You really need to come out of your shell a little bit.
Yes, you're so
Let shy. Me ask, be honest with me. Be honest with me. When you said baloney, you used the word baloney because the cameras were in front of you, didn't you?
Of course, everyone who knows me knows. I'm a Sicilian. You really think that's the only word I can say?
Because
first of all,
I have my finger on the dump button, Mayor. So please keep it clean.
Vocabulary. Yeah.
Listen, I've been texting with her for 2 days, and I promise you, she knows some words.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Absolutely, in all languages.
Well, listen, we appreciate what it is that you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
You got to be smart. You got to be safe when you're out there. And I get it. And I'm going through this with my family, too. I have a 9-year-old son, and we're stuck in the house all the time. And the first thing we want to do when we get some nice weather is to drive up to the North Shore and go to the beach. And there's not enough room
Absolutely.
For everybody, and there's nowhere to park. And then so everybody's like, oh, well, we'll just get the boat and ride out to the sandbar.
Well, you know what it is? Is that you're all broadcasting, you know, Good Harbor and Wingershike Beach. That's great. Those are beautiful beaches. There are amazing beaches, okay? But we have little hidden treasures, too, all around. We have so many things that you can do. So So you know what? Take your family, come for the day, go on a whale watch, see the amazing ocean that way. Then you can come in, have lunch, and then you say, oh, guess what? You know what? I think most of the people have left because some of them just go mornings to the beaches. And then we have more Roman, and you can come in, look at the tide. When it's high tide, there's no way we can fit all these people.
Right, right.
So you know what? Look at the tide. You know what? It's called, how many women out there are smart shoppers? Especially right now. Well, be a smart shopper when it comes to your life. Be a smart, responsible person.
Be a smart shopper.
You know, we want you here. We want you to do these things. Respect. What happened to it?
I don't know, Mayor. I don't know what it is. Producer Dan, you have a question real quick?
No, I'm just...
It's baloney. That's what it is. It's baloney.
Has a mayor ever dragged somebody by the ear down the beach before? Because I feel like that's going to happen in Gloucester.
I feel like Mayor Taken is going to be the
one. I have been when I was younger. So, because I'm a Sicilian, and yes, we do. And, you know, when you're younger, girls playing with boys weren't allowed, so...
All mayors should be Sicilian. That's my new take.
Right. And, you know, and so, but you know what? I understand. Half of these kids that are out there are my kids. I call them my kids because, you know what? I was born and raised here. I was a city council for 13 years. I've been in healthcare for 20 years. So one way or another, I knew these kids. You know what? And I don't blame them. You know what?
Right.
They're not doing anything illegal.
Right.
They're saying, you know, we're live. They're not seeing the consequences, mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
They hear it, but they don't believe it because look how beautiful it is out.
I don't know. It is. It's the North Shore.
The
it's
lowest
gorgeous.
Risk. The lowest risk is being in the ocean, and it's being on the water, and that's right. But it doesn't mean there is no risk.
All right. No more baloney. No more baloney. If you're wrapped enough.
No more baloney. Home and make the sandwich.
Mayor Taken, have you tried malarkey? Or
yeah.
No horseplay in Gloucester?
Yeah, how about tomfoolery? No tomfoolery. Yeah. Mayor Taken, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show. It was wonderful to meet you.
Okay, and you know what? Cut the baloney, will you?
Okay, thank you, Mayor.
Have a good day. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Thank you again to Gloucester Mayor Taken for coming on the show this morning. A text from the 978. I love the mayor from Gloucester, and that's no baloney. I see what you did there.
I'm not even sure what just happened, but
nope.
I want to vote for her.
No clue.
She needs to be a regular on this show because she made the show that much better.
Yes, absolutely.
So again, a big thank you to the mayor of Gloucester for coming on and talking about what's happening up there with all the beaches and everything like that. We do love the North Shore and we do love all of those beautiful beaches, but we got to be safe when we go. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Just be safe when you're there. And if you missed that, we'll put that interview up in the podcast. You can get our podcast to the iTunes podcasting app at radio.com. We put the entire show up there, and then we also do 20 minutes after the show. It's called the Unfiltered After Show Podcast. Usually goes up about 10 o'clock. It's about 20 minutes long, and it's stuff that we may have missed on the show today. So again, iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
Dirty on the 30 is sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile. Visit Metro today to check out amazing deals on new phones and tablets. So rumor has it, we're getting a little ginger baby. Sources are saying that Ed Sheeran's wife, Cherry Seaborn, is pregnant with their first child and is set to give birth in a couple of weeks.
No way.
A couple of weeks.
Wow.
So, I mean, obviously during quarantine, this would be pretty easy to hide, and they're both such private
people. I thought you were going to say it'd be pretty easy to do.
Well, that too, but if she's set to give birth in a couple weeks, then obviously, they're both pretty private people, but... So sources are saying Ed and Cherry have spoken about having kids for some time, and their intention was to try during his break from music. Ed didn't want to be halfway around the world, jetting around in private planes. When Cherry was expecting, he wanted it to be right. He wanted to be right next to her every step of the way, and it just worked out perfectly, which makes me so happy for him.
Right.
Because, you know, he announced that he was taking a break from music probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was probably, yeah, it was over the winter. Right when Collaborations came out, he was like, this is coming out, but I'm going to take a break.
Right, and taking a break from touring and all of that stuff, so.
And he announced that he was married in a song. Like, it wasn't even, like, nobody knew.
I just saw that in this article. He said that he wrote that song before they got married, but by the time the song came out, he knew that she was going to be his wife, so he was like, whatever, I'll just put it in there.
Right.
Put it in the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
But I love that they are such private people and that hopefully she'll be able to, you know, have the baby without paparazzi at the hospital, all of that stuff. But congratulations to Ed. I can't wait to see that baby.
If it's true.
If it's true.
Reckless speculation.
All alleged.
Is that the same magazine that said Justin Timberlake had to sign a midterm agreement with
his wife? This was the Daily Mail, so I feel like a little bit better than OK Magazine or whatever it was.
We've been featured in the Daily Mail, so we'll
yeah, it's only good when we're in it. But other than that, it's garbage. Right. Taylor Swift continuing to break records. She is continuing her reign on the Billboard Artist 100. So this Taylor Swift is spending her second consecutive week and 39th total week at the top of the chart. So this specific chart measures artists' activity across Billboard's most influential charts. So she spent 39 weeks at number one. That extends her record for the most weeks of any artist on top of the Artist 100. Also, Folklore is spending its second week on top of the Billboard 200 album chart. So Taylor now joins Barbara Streisand as the only female artist to have six albums log two or more weeks at number one. That is a really huge deal.
Yeah, if you think anybody but Taylor Swift is the biggest artist in the world right now, you're kidding yourself.
No, you're going to look back and Taylor Swift will be one of the most important artists of a generation.
Like, it's really not even that close. Drake is huge right now. Billie Eilish is huge right now.
Right.
But she is in a tier by herself.
Yeah, Drake's the only other artist that with these records. Like, he spent 31 weeks where she spends 39.
Right.
But she really is, and she crushes it every single time. She's unbelievable.
She's not a businessman. She's a business man.
Okay, Jay-Z.
Anytime I can sneak a Jay-Z quote on Mix 104.1.
And let's move on to something pretty, pretty petty. So, Carson, I know you missed this, but Dan Kennedy and I talked about it with Brian Austin Green, the Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly of it all. So, last week, Megan Fox posted a picture with her new boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, and the caption said, achingly beautiful boy, my heart is yours. Brian Austin Green took that caption and posted him and Megan's three children said, aching beautifully, boys, you have my heart, which is so incredibly petty.
That is Carson level petty.
I played the drop.
Carson
level petty. You were the first person I thought of, buddy.
And now Brian is speaking out rather than just the Instagram captions. So he is annoyed that she is so focused on her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. Brian just doesn't understand the need to post pictures on social media with silly captions to proclaim her love for him. They aren't even divorced yet. And it stings a bit, too, that Megan moved on so quickly. He says that Megan was always private, so he just doesn't know what changed.
Wow. Yeah, this is tough, right? I was thinking, like, if I were in this situation and if I would do this, and I was like, yes, I would absolutely do this.
You think?
Yeah, because he's probably, and I'm petty. And he, you know, he's probably seeing maybe she's not paying as much attention to the kids right now.
But he's out dating other women.
But he's paying attention to the kids, and maybe she's not, and maybe that's where that's coming from.
Using the kids against her, I think, is a really, really low blow.
It's a terrible, terrible thing to do.
Terrible, terrible move. Just don't do it.
Yeah. I'm sure no matter how famous or rich you are, when you see your ex post an Instagram picture with a new guy about how happy she is, it's going to be a gut punch a little bit.
That jealousy monster comes out for sure.
When I got divorced, there was no internet, so I really didn't have to look at my ex-wife for a couple of years until Facebook came
out of sight, out of mind.
And I'm like, even to this day, I'm not friends with my wife on Facebook.
No. Like, why would you be?
Yeah.
It's not beneficial for you.
Yeah, I don't need that.
But obviously, she's everywhere and he's everywhere, so.
And I still do take shots at her on the air occasionally because I am like Brian Austin Green.
You really are. You guys are petty brothers.
Yep.
You should contact him and ask him if he wants to be in a band. Petty brothers.
Carson, level petty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, I got something I'm going to play for you guys, and this is wild. This is going to be the wildest thing you hear this week, I think.
Yeah.
So you heard the story about producer Dan, maybe, and his girlfriend Brittany. Her birthday's tomorrow. She asked for him to write her a letter, a love letter.
Yes.
And so we had on an author to try and help Dan, and that failed miserably.
Wrong author. Nice guy. Wrong author.
Super awesome guy, but he writes like manuals for businesses to keep themselves.
Safety committee.
And since then, I've had a lot of people reach out to me asking to help.
Yeah, and what is this woman's name again?
I think her name is Doreen.
That's right. So Doreen sent us something that she wrote. What I didn't know is not only did she write it, I guess she recorded it as well.
Yep.
And so she went into this writing producer Dan's love letter to his girlfriend Brittany for her birthday, and then it took a turn.
M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
Right. It turns out this was a love letter to Kennedy.
Hey, producer Dan. I wrote you a rap to try to help out this love letter situation.
Now, I'm no rapper, and I'm super nervous. The reason you guys are seeking a professional is because Kennedy's gone. The DJ, not the congressional. Her vocab is dope. Her words have real flair. No surprise, her red pen is damn hot, like her hair.
Okay.
She's the expert you need when you are in this position. Pull this off in her sleep, this unimpossible mission. But since she's away, I'm here to help you shout. Friday's deadline's approaching. It's time to turn this mother out. Yeah, I'm divorced, but I have things to share. A love letter includes vulnerability and fear. You put it all out there, not sure how she'll respond. While she reads it before your eyes, you watch it strengthen your bond. Mix some memories and dreams with some humor and filth. Be thankful those days are over. No more looking for that milk. And just do your thing. Your heart's as big as they come. You're a poet, a composer, a troubadour. Britney's one. So I wrote that stuff to help Dan, that nice guy who could school us all in his rapping and his rhymes. But the truth be told, this letter's not for you. I took this knocking opportune to tell Kennedy the truth.
Oh.
The truth.
A truth about what?
Yeah, the truth. The truth is about to happen.
I love that she used my relationship as a vessel to shoot her shot. I ain't even mad at her.
This is where it all starts to take a little bit of like, oh my gosh, she is in fact hitting on Kennedy.
Not for you. I took this knocking opportune to tell Kennedy the truth. It started in September in 2001-09. I was single, jumped on Tinder, and was ready to slide. Lots of couples, other butches, a few days went by. Then my heart skipped a beat. Kennedy's on the girl side. I swiped up, but no luck. Those long shots kinda suck. Found a mate, went on dates, settled down. A few months, quarantined, we broke up. Home with teens as COVID came riding into town. I got baggage, I got swagger, and I'm charming as hell. When I hear you, I feel higher. It's like ringing my bell.
Okay.
And I'm struggling, yeah, I'm juggling, but I'm doing my best. Just keep listening instead of dissing, and you will hear the rest. The Kennedy signs are posted all throughout the city. I'd be voting for you, but not because you're pretty. Yeah, you're pretty, and you're witty. You make us all feel like... And I'd earn your affection, no question, during this election. I've got short black hair with long sideburns to sell this. When I roll up with my shades, my kids' friends shout out, Elvis! On a long ride to school, the kids always pick you. The game show can't be Kennedy over Grandma Lou. Kennedy's a good Samaritan, she helps those in need. She notices, she's generous, she does not judge weed. She is open and honest, she'll let you watch her bleed.
Yep.
She's hilarious and humble, and she wants your kids to read.
Facts.
Her laugh is contagious, right here I need a filler. Her voice could be used in the next animated thriller. I would just swipe right, we could hang out tonight. Annie, Carson, and Dan, you know I'd be the gentleman. I know this was for Dan, and it seems I've lost focus. Can you blame me? Have you seen her? Kennedy's like a lotus.
Ooh.
That jean jacket, that long neck, I really just want to kiss it. Brittany, Dan, very grateful, this chance I wouldn't miss it.
Get it, girl.
What just happened?
Shoot or shoot, Doreen, let's go.
Swagger, baggage. What was that line? That one was the best.
You know, she originally started this offering to help me with the love letter. Mm. And I'd like to say, Doreen, I know a little bit about writing raps. If you want, we can collaborate. I can help you get this thing down for when Kennedy comes back. We can really wow her if you want to get in the studio together.
Oh, you two are going to do a collabo?
That's a collab of the lifetime.
I'll help her write. We'll get that nice and tight. We'll play it for Kennedy when she comes back, and then they'll get married.
All right. I'm here for it.
Just a lot is happening.
She took her shot. I ain't mad at her. Might steal a couple of her lines. My girlfriend's not listening.
I knew you would.
Thanks for hanging with the Carson and Kennedy Show today. Erin O'Malley is next with the commercial-free workday kickoff. And if you want more Carson and Kennedy, the unfiltered after-show podcast goes live at 10 a.m. on iTunes and at mix1041.com.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.